Chapter 11.
I'll take you to see my mother, said Pearl, but I can't guarantee that she'll help you.
I understand, I said. I can't make promises for my mother either.
My sisters have already moved to another ocean to get away from her. I'm sorry I overreacted at Coral's, but I couldn't bear hearing my friends talk about mother. It's just that she's always doing things. You'll see what I mean when you meet her.
As we swam, I began to envy Pearl's lack of confining clothes. Blue and green scales covered her from the waist down, while shells and some kind of sea foam dressed her upper body. A string of seed pearls woven into her hair kept it under control. Unhampered by trailing fabric or constricting laces, Pearl's movements were so fluid they appeared effortless. I was fascinated by the way her tail moved up and down, and by how quickly it could propel her through the water. My clumsy attempts at swimming were as exhausting as they were slow. After crossing the bare ocean floor, we entered a kind of forest composed of a great stand of seaweed swaying in the current. Alleyways opened and closed with the movement of the plants, confusing the way.
We're getting close, Pearl told us after some time. I'll help you however I can, but you're going to have to do whatever my mother says if you want that hair. Tell her that you've come to ask a favor of her. She'll give you a task to perform. Once you've completed it, you should ask for the hair.
I'm sure we can handle it, said Edric, resting his hand on my shoulder. I was still annoyed with him for the way he'd acted in Coral's castle, so I shook off his hand and swam after Pearl, leaving him to follow as best he could. The seaweed parted, revealing the hulk of a round-bellied ship lying on its side. A gaping hole exposed the heavy planking and allowed us easy access. Pearl led us through the dimly lit interior, stopping here and there to point out handholds that we should avoid or rotten sections of flooring that would crumble if touched. Brightly colored fish darted out of our way, while a long, snake-like creature with a flattened tail wiggled past. What light there was slanted through holes in the hull at strange angles. I tried to picture where we were in the ship. Entering a short passageway, we reached a large cabin that appeared to be someone's living quarters. My eyes were drawn to an opening in the opposite wall, where a wide window must have provided the captain with a wonderful view of the ship's wake. A high-backed chair sat facing the window, angled so that anyone sitting there could watch the creatures swimming by.
"What do you want, Pearl?"
asked a voice from the chair, and I realized that someone was in the room with us.
"Some friends of mine have come to see you, Mother," said the mermaid, motioning for us to stay back. "They have a favor to ask."
An old sea witch rose from the chair and floated toward us. Her hair was indeed so fine as to be almost transparent. Her scales, which reached her collarbone, were a dark shade of green. Her nose was thin and pointed. Her pale green skin was taut, as if she defied wrinkles to appear. Yet it was her eyes that made me stop and stare. They were terrifying, so dark and lifeless that they seemed to be two black holes.
"A favor," said the sea witch. "You mean they didn't come here just to gawk?"
"A favor. Yes, that's right," I said, embarrassed that I'd been caught staring.
Something inside a sea chest growled. Snatching a long pole from where it leaned against the wall, Nastia Nautica rapped the chest until the growling stopped. When the sea witch turned to me, I shrank back from those terrible eyes.
"Before you can ask a favor, you must earn the right. Bring me the giant pearl that the ancient sea monster guards before the sun sets this day, and I will grant your favor. However, If you don't succeed, I will cut off your heads and feed them to the sharks.
Raising her arm, the sea witch pointed at a wall where a long bladed knife rested on two curving hooks. I gulped and backed away. Pearl's mouth dropped open when she heard her mother's threat, but her amazement quickly turned into anger.
A beheading, Mother? Isn't that a little severe?
Not if they want a favor.
But they're friends of mine. You can't threaten to cut off my friends' heads.
I can do whatever I want to, my dear. This is my home, and they came here to ask something of me.
You're always saying, Pearl, why don't you ever introduce me to your friends?
This is why, Mother. This is exactly why I never bring my friends around. I like my friends the way they are, with their heads still attached.
Edric took my arm and pulled me to the side.
Maybe we'd better go,
he whispered.
We don't want to get in the middle of a family argument.
I nodded.
We can come back later. Believe what you want, daughter. Your friends will have to get that pearl from the sea monster, or I'm using my carving knife.
We fled the cabin without waiting to hear the end of their argument. The moment we were outside the wreck, Edric turned to me and said, Emma, we're going home. That sea witch is crazy. No hair is worth losing your head. I'm sure your aunt wouldn't want you to take any unreasonable risks, and I'd call this unreasonable. Getting the hair was going to be far more dangerous than I'd expected. If Grisina knew what the old sea witch had threatened to do, she would have whisked us away in an instant. But she wasn't there, and I couldn't forget the look of fear in my mother's eyes and the worry on my father's face.
I can't give up now, Edric. You can go home, but if I don't get that hair, Grisina won't be able to turn Haywood back, and she won't be in any condition to help my father.
If Greater Greensward goes to war without any magic on its side, East Iridia will win. My father will lose his western land, and I'll have to marry Jorge. I am going to get that hair with or without your help.
Huh, grunted Edric. If you put it that way. We should hurry if we're going to find that pearl before sunset.
Suddenly, someone raced through the gap in the wall. I thought it was Nastia Nautica coming to cut off our heads without giving us a chance, but I was wrong. It was Pearl.
I wanted to tell you where to find the sea monster. It never occurs to my mother to give directions. The seaweed thins out on this side of the ship. Swim straight ahead until you're in the clear. Follow the first reef you come to. It will look like a ridge made of coral. When you reach a gap in the reef, turn right. Look for the biggest cave, and you'll find the sea monster. It's one of the old species that you don't see very often anymore. The old wizard of the sea cast a spell on it so it would guard the pearl until he came back. It's been there for as long as anyone can remember. Do you have all that?
Sure, said Edric, tapping his forehead. I've got a mind like a wolf trap.
I rolled my eyes. Thanks for your help, Pearl. Pearl shrugged.
Any friend of Coral's is a friend of mine. I should keep an eye on Mother and make sure she doesn't pull any of her tricks. See you when you get back.